Small details or big surfaces, tight corners or odd shapes, flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Today's episode is sponsored by ByHeart, which is an infant nutrition company built from the ground up to deliver real innovation on behalf of babies and parents. Their mission is simple: make the best formula in the world. In our house, we never skim on family time together on the weekends. Instead of racing around crazy, we prioritize time at home, time to relax, time to do fun, crazy things that we wouldn't have ordinarily. And you know who else doesn't skim? ByHeart. ByHeart is the only American-made infant formula with globally sourced ingredients to use organic, grass-fed whole milk without a drop of skim. Whole milk is full of healthy fats like naturally occurring MFGM, which play an important role in babies' brain development and growth. Are you curious about ByHeart? Redeem your welcome offer at byheart.com/podcast with code name Zibby20 for a limited time. Welcome to Moms Don't Have Time to Read Books with Zibby. I'm the host, Zibby Owens. I am an author. My latest is blank, pub date March 1st, a novel. I'm also a podcaster, obviously, a publisher, a bookstore owner, and so much more. If you love books, you're in the right place. In fact, we call it the Zibbyverse, or really, the LA Times called it the Zibbyverse, and we're going with it. Go to ZibbyOwens.com to learn more and follow me on Instagram at Zibby Owens. Ross Gay is the author of the Book of More Delights, Essays. Ross is the New York Times bestselling author of the essay collections The Book of Delights and Inciting Joy and 4 books of poetry. His catalog of unabashed gratitude won the National Book Critics Circle Award and the Kingsley Tufts Poetry Award and was a finalist for the National Book Award. B. Holding won the 2021 PEN America Jean Stein Book Award. Ross is a founding board member of the Bloomington Community Orchard, a nonprofit, free Fruit for All Food Justice and Joy Project, and has received fellowships from CAVE, CANM, the Breadloaf Writers Conference, and the Guggenheim Foundation. He teaches at Indiana University. Roz, thank you so much for coming on Moms Don't Have Time to Read Books to discuss the Book of More Delights, your latest book.
Awesome. Great. Glad to be here.
I was just holding up the Book of Delights, the Book of More Delights, and Inciting Joy. And that's only, you know, a piece of the puzzle. So tell us about the Book of More Delights. And I know you talk about in the book about how you decided to wait and you had a whole plan for when you would write it and everything. But tell listeners a little bit about that.
Yeah. So it's a follow-up to another book called The Book of Delights, which I wrote between, I guess, August 1st of 2016. Yes. And August 1st of 2017. And this, you know, I think I talk about this in the introduction to the Book of More Delights. But let me just say sort of what that book was. Basically, the premise of the book was that I decided, or it almost feels like it was sort of decided for me, that I would write an essay every single day for a year about something that delighted me. And I gave myself 3 very sort of simple constraints. The first one was to do it every day, which I almost did. The second one was to write them by hand. And the third one was to do it quickly. So I gave myself about 30 minutes to draft all of these essays for the first book. And I took those constraints to the second book as well. When I finished the first book, some of my buddy, the writer Patrick Rosell, we were actually at a writing retreat together. And he was like, "So do you think you're going to keep doing them or what?" And I decided, I don't know if right then, but thereabouts, that I would probably want to do it again just to sort of see it, see what it looked like. I love long sort of long over time serial projects. There's a painter named Robert Motherwell who made a bunch of paintings called Elegy to the Spanish Republic over, I think, decades he was doing it. There's a writer named Ann Waldman she has this project called the Jovis Project, I think it's called, but it's just an over long period of time. I'm very interested in that. So like the idea of like, oh, what would it be like to do this years and years, maybe decades project of considering delight? So that's kind of what it is.
Wow. So when you did the first book, were there things that came out of it that you weren't expecting? Like, I would expect that you would find a newfound appreciation of life and the small things and the big thing. You know, what else came out of that? Like, did you miss journaling essentially when you finished that year?
There was something. Yeah, there is something sweet about having the express and explicit, I don't know, obligation or like task or duty in a way that you give yourself, that you're every day you're going to write, spend 30 minutes observing and contemplating and wondering about ultimately what it is you love. And there's something very sweet, more than sweet, organizing mm-hmm. in a way to that. And I definitely sort of felt a little bit like, oh, what, you know, that's a loss. I don't know if a loss, mm-hmm. but at least like a sort of directive to manage to continue considering that in other aspects of my writing life and my otherwise life as well. Yeah.
Yeah. It's always nice having an assignment. Kind of totally. Miss school, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. I hated school, but I liked being coached.
Yeah. Different sides of the same coin in a way.
Totally.
Yeah.
Totally.
So, and then Inciting Joy came in between. Yeah. So tell me about that.
So Inciting Joy, I was sort of thinking about, it came up very quickly, actually. And I don't know if this is quite right. It may have been watching an Atlanta Hawks game when they were like playing in that, they called it the bubble during the lockdown times. And maybe the Hawks had like MLK on their jersey. And I felt like there was some kind of something that I felt about the capitalistic appropriation, who was, actually we're doing this on the 16th, appropriation of who was fundamentally a radical figure. That's one of the origin stories of that book, not the only one. But I felt like, oh, I want to write these essays that consider this sort of deep question, which is, what does it mean in the face of that? Mm-hmm. In the face of that kind of like obscene, what I think of as a kind of obscene appropriation of the advocacy of life, mm-hmm. which MLK and all these other people represent, but it was MLK at the moment that I was thinking of. And so I decided it'd be a fun project to write all of these essays about these aspects of my own life that do two things. Well, I wanted to consider what incites joy. I use that word very intentionally. What incites joy? And by joy, I think of the feeling that we enter when we help each other carry our sorrows. So what incites joy? And what does that joy incite? Those are the questions of that book. And so I consider like, you know, pick up basketball. I consider gardening. I consider school. I consider dancing. I consider my father's death and some other things. And so that's sort of the premise of that book. The longest one is like 60 pages, whereas the longest delight is going to be, you know, maybe 5 pages.
Mm-hmm. Well, you talked in Inciting Joy about someone coming over and visiting when your father was ill and what that whole period of time was like. Is that... what do you do with a sorrow like that? How do you turn it into prose properly? And what does it do for you once you've done that?
It's a great question. I don't know exactly. I mean, I think part of the desire for me as a writer is to sort of have an opportunity to think very deeply about a question. And so obviously sorrow is a question that allows itself to be considered, contemplated on and on and on, just as joy is, you know, because joy is not, to me, joy is not something that is absent sorrow or that is the opposite of sorrow or that is the without sorrow. Joy is very much sort of made of sorrow. So I feel like the, you know, among the things that meditating very deeply about or considering very deeply or writing through, writing as the consideration of these things, it allows me to more fully understand the questions, to maybe more fully be able to articulate the questions. But it also is this moment where I get to sort of witness myself in the process of changing. Mm. So that's what's interesting. And the older I get, the more I think, oh, that's one of the most moving experiences of writing, is that I'm witnessing myself change. You know, as I come to sort of understand or have a different relationship to something, it is very much that thing of like, oh, in the process of this consideration, if you are true with it, mm-hmm. you will in fact be a different person. You know, your creatureliness, which is to say your always changingness, will be made available to you.
Interesting. It's like my ninth grade English teacher who was like, a great book is the illustration of change.
It's kind of right.
I know.
Kind of right.
Yeah. At the time I was like, really? No, let me think of that. Let me find another example that goes against that. But
yeah, I think very often the school wants us to imagine that the objective is to become fixed and to be able to impose a notion. Like an essay imposes a kind of truth. But I'm not interested in being that as a writer or a person. And I don't want to be interested, you know, even, you know, if I am interested in that, I'm trying not to be interested in that. And what I want to be interested in is being sort of the loving witness to my change and other people's change, you know. And that happens, I think, in poems often. It happens in essays often.
One size fits all seemed like a good idea for clothes.
Nice dress.
It's a t-shirt.
Until you tried it on. Same goes for your healthcare. That's why United Healthcare offers a variety of flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. So whether you're between jobs, coming off a parent's plan, or even missed open enrollment, you can find the plan that fits you best. Find out more about United Healthcare coverage at uh1.com. That's uh1.com.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do it. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
Mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 531.24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
And how does you spend time reflecting on your own life, illustrating all of that, writing it, and now your life undoubtedly has changed from the success of your own career writing the stuff. So what has that all done to the way you look at things? And is it something that you expected to really have things sort of hit the way that they have?
No, not at all. Not at all. I mean, I knew that like, and when I say that Book of Delights was sort of offered to me, I mean that I was walking, I was actually in Umberto Day in Italy. I was at another kind of writing retreat thing, artist retreat. And I was walking home through these like beautiful fields, sunflower fields, and, you know, birds were singing and, you know, honeybees were humming. And I was in a moment of I caught myself in a moment of delight. And when I thought I should write an essay about this, and I say that it was sort of instructed, you know, I was sort of given to the task of writing about every day for a year, that was sort of given to me. I don't, you know, it sort of arrived. And part of the arrival was like, this will be useful. This will be an interesting question for people, including this person, first and foremost, you know, first and foremost, me. And so that's a long way of saying I both didn't know, but I also knew that there was a kind of a deeply pressing question inside of that thing. The question being something like, what happens when you contemplate what you love?
And if you were to write an essay this morning, if you haven't already, but I don't know, maybe you have. It's 5:15 on the East Coast. Who knows? You could have written like 20 essays by now. What would you contemplate today? Like what is something that happened today that would be worthwhile of an essay or that had joy or delight in it?
I mean, I could tell you about stacking the firewood, you know? It's very cold here, very small detail of like sort of organizing with my partner, you know, a little bit on behalf of my partner to keep her warm. That might be a thing, you know, watching the cat we live with stretch out in the sun. Really beautiful. There's others.
Just listening to your delights puts me in a better mood. I'm serious. yeah, it's very cold here too. And
where are you?
I'm in New York City. And are you in, you live in Bloomington, right? Don't you?
Yeah.
I'm coming there on, I have a novel coming out and I'm coming there on my book tour.
Sweet. Where are you going? To Morgenstern's?
Yes.
Awesome. Good bookstore. Yeah. Good bookstore.
So someone else in the community reached out and they're like, they're great authors here. Like Ross Gay. And I was like, I'm interviewing him.
Yeah. That was great. So, yeah. That's great. Okay, cool.
But anyway, so what is in store after your epic tour and everything else coming up? What else are you working on for writing and any more poetry and music and all of that?
Yeah, I'm kind of writing a book about my garden right now. I've been writing essays about basketball for a while, but a little bit more. I have a Substack in mind that I think, you know, some stuff will kind of come up on that. Yeah, I think I probably, you know, I got the poems that I'm kind of like working on slowly. That's some stuff.
And what, how much time do you spend reading?
A lot.
Hours? Daily? Hours?
A little bit? You know, depending on how much time I have. But I like to spend a lot of time reading, for sure.
Are there books that have been sort of talismans for you your whole life that you take with you everywhere?
Oh, I have books that I go back to often. It's funny, I just ordered another copy of John Edgar Wideman's Father Along. Wideman is one of my most important writers, for sure. I just reread a book by the writer Elaine Scarry called On Beauty and Being Just. Really beautiful book. I go back to Beloved every few years. I might just read sections of it time to time, but there's a poet named Amiri Baraka whose work is always sort of deeply sustaining. I go back to often, have been a little bit extra lately. That's a handful.
That is a handful.
Yeah.
Excellent recall. What advice would you have for aspiring authors?
I just think a really profound question is like, what do you love? And how can what you love sort of be the engine of the inquiry that your writing is about? You know, like, what do you love? Even if it's like, yeah, I have a story I want to tell. What's the love inside of that? I think that's a kind of, not only like, I think it's a useful, important sort of ethical way to proceed, but I think it's probably a sustaining, you know, to sort of keep on being like, what do I love? What do I love? What do I love?
Well, it's one of those things without stopping to reflect. I mean, you miss the best parts of life, right?
Mm-hmm.
You have to. That's what it's all about.
Yeah. Yeah.
Amazing. Well, thank you so much for coming on Moms Don't Have Time to Read Books. Really appreciate
it. My pleasure. Good to talk to you.
You too.
All right. Take care.
Thanks for listening to this episode of Moms Don't Have Time to Read Books. Don't forget to follow me on Instagram at Zibby Owens and at Moms Don't Have Time to Read Books. Also, sign up for my newsletter at ZibbyOwens.com and sign up for my virtual book club and meet lots of authors on Zoom every other week. Thanks so much to Steve and Ryan at Texture Sound for the sound editing. And thank you to Morning Moon Productions for providing this fantastic intro and outro music.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.